But what's interesting about it, and we'll see what he wants to do. Does it mean he's out? Out? No. But it means he's in the transfer portal. I mean, like I pointed out many times, just because you're in doesn't mean you're out. I mean, we just talked about Jameel Brown, for example. Jameel Brown put his name into the transfer portal. And he pulled his name out. Okay, he's staying at Penn State. We'll see what happens with Evan and with Keva. Storm Duck was going to play. He was going to get a lot of plays out there. Which is this is what I find interesting about it. And I know if you want to be, you want to feel like you're the guy all the time, play in and play out. Okay, you know, I mean, do I understand that thought process? But he came in here knowing he had a stacked room, and at the same time, the Prowler package, which is something that Jair Brown thrived in, they've been taking a look at Johnny Dixon to see how he would fit into there. Well, if Johnny Dixon's there, that means that that corner spot's open, right? And that's, yeah. This one I was taken aback by. I was like, really? He really was not one of the guys I thought of that would do that. He came in here, he went through the winter program, all business, went through the spring, all business, never missed any time. They do a little tradition at the end of a practice where the players determine, and the players make this determination, not the coaching staff. Okay, you see the helmets on Saturday, and of course all the helmets for Penn State have the blue stripe down the middle, right? Well, the practice helmets aren't like that. Practice helmets do not have a stripe on them unless the players in the room determine you should have a stripe on your helmet. And about a week before the blue-white game, all the, you know, the defensive backfield room all got together, and in front of everybody, they gave Storm a stripe. And the guy's a good player. I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it here. He can play. Tough, hard nose, all business, physical corner, 5 career picks, 3 last season with North Carolina. We'll see what he wants to do now, but
I thought he had a pretty good blue-white game.
Oh, he played very well in the blue-white game. But he played very well during the entire spring. I thought he played really well during the spring. But is he going to displace as a starter, quote, starter, over Kalen King and Johnny Dixon? No. But nobody thought he was going to. But this goes back to what I've talked about so many times. When I sit down and look at starters on defense, I usually say, okay, there are 23, 24 starters on defense. If you're playing, I consider you a starter. Okay? You may go with Adisa Isaac and Chop Robinson as your defensive end. Is Deni Dennis Sutton a starter? In my eyes, he is. He's a major contributor. To me, he's a starter. I mean, if you're playing, this is where over time you have a different viewpoint of where it comes from. Okay? You get in a big game, who's going to play? And you're going to play anywhere from 22 to 25 guys out there. And I'm talking like 15, 25 plays, right? Rotations. To me, they're all starters. Well, somebody may open the game, but you know what? I'm a big believer in which guys do you want out there to finish the game. And he would have been one of those guys that would finish the game. So I don't know what he's going to do here, but you know, he put his name in. We'll see what happens with him. I don't know. All I know is he was well liked by his teammates. He played very well in the spring. And we'll see what he decides now.